The podcast that you're about to enjoy is part of the Low Tree Studios podcast network. To enjoy more great podcasts like this one, visit lowtreestudios.com.
It's very unexpected music. When I press the button, I expected to hear... It surprised me a bit. All right. From Low Tree Studios, this right here, that's right, is the Difference Between Us podcast, where the four of us, not in the same room, have honest conversations about random topics. My name is Jason Galbraith, and joining me is David Modell.
What up?
Mindy Galbraith.
Hello, hello.
And the inspiration behind the creation of this show, Stephanie Modell. Been a long time since you heard that, huh?
Oh, so long.
Hello, family. Welcome in and welcome back.
We're back.
Here we are.
Like I said, we'll be back.
You said it. Came true.
I just made that up right now.
So we announced it on J&M yesterday. I don't know if anybody, you know, shared any elation. You know, like Tina, she mentioned it to her. Did she even read? She didn't listen.
Watching baseball.
Oh God, yeah, baseball. She was watching. She was listening to baseball. We said, "Listen to her podcast." I'm listening to baseball. Lame.
America's sport.
She likes that sport.
Yeah.
She likes
I listened today.
You listened to our show?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. What'd you think? How are we doing?
Good. I like it.
Still doing all right?
Yeah. It was like nostalgia. I'm like, wow, I haven't listened to this in a little bit.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I think the last time you listened, you guys were driving to Havasu, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For Jesse Vaz and the Velvet Rain. You guys got a gig coming up, huh?
Yeah, we do. We play next month on May 18th at Alchemy Row.
Where's that?
The old Rubens. It's the old Rubens on M and Sierra Highway. They changed the name to Alchemy Row.
Oh, is that that's your brother's spot now, right, David?
Yes. Yes.
That's cool. How's that going? How's that going for him?
He's extremely busy. Other than that, I don't know. And I don't ask him how. I mean, he just goes, I'm busy. I hardly ever see the guy besides when he's working.
Is that all? All he does now, or does he still run the karaoke thing, or how's that going?
He still has the business, but you know, obviously, he's still doing where he's not really working any of the gigs. He's got people running all the gigs, it's still his business, still going on. So he's running two.
A lot of respect for that businessman right there. You know, someone that just never wanted to, you know, work for someone else. I is a kindred spirit of mine. You know,
yeah,
kindred spirit of mine. All right, well, let's get into the show. First of all, what have we been doing the last almost two and a half years?
Two and a half.
They know what we've been doing because we've been telling everybody on our podcast, but we want to know what the Modells have been doing. What are you guys up to and what's new in your life? There's a different background there. That's a different home altogether. We know you moved. You just celebrated your 6-year anniversary.
Correct.
Yesterday. No, Sunday, right?
Sunday.
You celebrated it a little hungover. Was it that the case, or did you guys do anything special?
We went hard all weekend, really. You know, we kind of do the same thing every weekend. We go out on Thursday and then out on Friday and out on Saturday. And then we stay hungover all day Sunday.
I try not to be hungover any of those days. I just like going out, and then she's singing most of the time with her friends. So that's pretty cool.
Singing, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Do karaoke pretty much Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sade works out here at Alchemy Row. And so, yeah, we go out and meet her and she runs a karaoke and she and I sing all night and it's a blast every weekend.
That is awesome. So why the name Alchemy Row?
Mike's wife, JP, she had that name for a clothing company she wanted to start and different things. And then when they bought that bar, they basically moved that name that they liked to the bar name.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, I thought it was some like, I don't know. When I heard the name, I'm like, there's a row of things. There's got to be a row of things.
There's a row of drinks at the bar. Just
okay, because I was like,
they just line them up.
It's like a row of just venue. Like I was just envisioning just a bunch of places where people play, and you know, but no, it's one place.
So did I hear that right?
They bought the bar. Did it inside too.
Yeah,
say that again.
They bought the bar. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow, that's great.
Yeah, Mike and JP bought it.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And they really revamped it inside, did a lot of painting. The women's bathroom, they completely destroyed and then rebuilt.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty much already destroyed.
Yeah, it was so gross. In there. Gross. They made it
better. Yeah, but it looks really great in there. It's cool vibe. So
that is awesome. Good for him. But enough about him. What about you guys? What's new for you? It's kind of hard to recap 2.5 years, but highlights of the last 2.5 years.
Let's see what you said. We bought a new place. We didn't sell the other one. We were renting that one. So we have two homes now. Mm-hmm. We got a second dog, another French bulldog, a female.
Mm-hmm. Fitzy got a wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fitzy got a wife. And hopefully some puppies in the future.
Yeah. Her name is Lily. Her name is Liliana De Winter.
Yeah. Mm. That's her full name. We make full names for our dogs.
That's great. I mean, Blue's got all kinds of names, so I get it. I totally get it.
Well, like Fitzgerald was General Fitzgerald III. That okay. is on his paperwork yeah. for AKC.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Ours is not AKC.
No, I call him Shits for Brains. I call him, lovingly. Good yeah. morning, Shits for Brains. It's totally, he loves it. He absolutely
we
loves it.
We do have a newfound thing that we always heard about from you, but we never experienced it. It was a dog that eats shit.
Oh no.
The new pup is a
shit eater.
And she comes in with that grin and everything.
Yeah, we think of you all the time.
The and worst.
She gets right in your face too, and you're like, oh, you ate poop. We could smell it. Yeah.
That is the worst.
So gross.
Your golden retriever, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, that was Jake. He
literally had a shit eating grin.
Yeah.
He did. He did. Yeah. How the corners of their mouth go up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? He'd smile and he'd wag his
poop
tail
between his teeth.
It's disgusting.
This dog, her lip gets stuck. So she's like this.
It's like a snaggle.
She's got like a snaggle going on. It's the funniest thing. She looks like Jim Carrey. Like when he would like dry his teeth or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fire Marshal Bill.
there you go.
Jake would just like, we had to keep him from going in the backyard. He'd graze. I mean, he'd just be grazing. But then Blue was weird. Blue ate dirt. He would lick the dirt.
Yeah, dogs are weird.
What is he? He's weird now too. Like, so a weird thing Blue does, he doesn't like to walk on the grass in our backyard.
Hates it. So trying to get him to take a poop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is a nightmare.
He's so used to just the cement backyard that you guys used to have.
I guess. Well, the dirt, really. Yeah. It's the dirt. He's like a cat.
He steps on it and he's like, no. No.
He's not like Fitz with rocks. Fitz does not like going on rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's too crunchy. I don't know. The grass is, it's not the best grass back there. We don't have irrigation back there. We shut it off because we put in some pavers on the side of the house so we could put our trailer in the backyard. So we shut that line off. It's still green because it rains. But it's like St. Augustine grass. So it's like kind of, you've seen crabgrass, right? It's like crabgrass on steroids basically. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of crunchy and he doesn't like to walk on it.
Yeah. St. Augustine is a little stiffer, but it's really green.
It can get definitely. It's like, but it's like that does that sprawling thing that, crabgrass does. Mm.
Is that from your pool installation days?
Yes. Yeah. St. Augustine was one of the
grass
favorites,
crabgrass. People.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So David and I just had our 6-year anniversary.
Yes.
And I don't know if you guys remember, we always did the thing you buy each other for the years.
Yes.
Oh, right? Yeah. Yeah.
So 6 was iron.
The traditional gift.
That was hard too.
Yeah. That's very difficult to figure out an iron item.
So what do you guys do?
He got me this bracelet. It has an infinity sign on it made out of iron.
Okay.
Oh, very cool.
Cool.
And I got him a cast iron pan. You know, one of those.
Nice. It's a, what is that called?
Cast iron skillet?
It's Dutch oven.
And a Dutch oven.
Yeah, cast iron Dutch oven. And I already did
I gave him a Dutch oven, all right.
I was going to say.
Isn't it weird that you could just say like a household item and it sounds gross?
Well, you know what a Dutch oven is though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it, David?
Isn't it when you you fart and then
yep.
cover your partner's with the blankets? Yes. Yeah, you could say a household item in like a foreign country and it just sounds gross together. It sounds like you're doing something naughty.
It's a great point. So yeah.
You guys have been married how many years? What's your anniversary gift coming up?
Oh, we don't even keep track of that.
We're so bad. I have
no clue. It'll be 22 years this year.
Holy shite.
Okay, I have to look that up because I want to know. Have you guys ever done the gifts for marriage?
No, it's cool. No. It's a cool concept. I mean, hopefully it's a slab of meat or something like that.
A rack of ribs.
A rack of ribs.
I gotta look that up. David, what else has been new with us?
Jason, my son Jason, signed up for another 4 years in the Army.
Wow.
That's incredible. Yeah,
he'll have 10. And he's like two ranks above what I was at when I got out at 4 years. So he's moving up pretty quick. So that's kind of cool.
So when you see him, does he boss you around?
No.
Get over here, airman.
Yeah. No.
You were an airman though.
Not when I got out. I was, what do you call that? Yeah. Petty officer.
Oh.
Well, I looked it up. 22 years. That's what's coming up for you, right?
Yep.
You've been through 21. So 22 years is copper.
Oh, okay. Copper's expensive these days.
Yeah. You just bring her a copper pipe.
I'll get her. I got her some electric.
I may need a new copper pipe in her shower.
Yeah, her shower's messed up.
That might be appropriate.
Yeah, I'll get her some electrical wiring or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, but other than anniversary, new house, new dog, that's about it.
Same old. Yeah.
2 years. Yeah.
Both lost a lot of weight in between. Yes. I think that's a big one.
Yeah, we've been on keto for the last 2 years.
Nice.
What are you at? 30.
30 pounds, yeah.
Nice.
Congrats.
That's great.
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah.
That I is. Was, go ahead.
I was.
I said I was huge.
That's a pretty great accomplishment.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah. I was going to make a joke, so I'm going to try and go back to it. It's past already, so it's not going to be funny, but you said you were a petty officer. Does that mean you couldn't get over, you just couldn't get over stuff? You know, just really small stuff bothered you?
Okay.
Really just held on to it.
Yeah, just held on to it for a long time.
Exactly. Yeah, that was my official title. They lowered it to just petty, but normally it was can't get over shit, officer.
That's great. That's like Captain Obvious. All right. Well, let's get into the show. Thanks for recapping. We're glad to be back. David and Stephanie, believe it or not, were the ones who were like, hey, let's do this thing. They kept trying to encourage us. And we just were, had too much going on. It was not with a lack of interest. We just literally weren't, but things are freed up. So we're like, let's make this shit happen. Let's make it happen. And we have this renewed excitement, to start pushing the podcasts again. And, so hopefully, that'll be successful, but, we're glad to be with you guys. We're glad to be doing this again. And our goal is once a week, of course, how that goes. People need time off. Things happen, but that's our goal. So let's get into the show. We're going to do, an old favorite. I got to go away from the video here for a minute. So we're not going to see you because I got to play the song. It's Would You Buy It? So Stephanie sent this to me. I'm going to bring this up for Mindy and I. It's called the Easy Bake Breader Bowl. Now, David, you're going to want to...
Easy Shake.
I'm sorry. Easy Shake.
Wow. Better Breader.
I was like, Easy Bake.
Easy Shake. Easy Shake Breader Bowl. So let's go ahead and listen. David, get a look at it yourself if you haven't already. So here is the video. If it plays, it's not playing.
And we're back. Yeah.
There we go. It's music.
Sick.
Awesome. All right. Let's do this. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna turn the music down a little bit. I'm gonna read you what it's on here. Okay. No mess, easy to use. It's got an onion thing, blossom. Perfect results. Pour in the seasoning. Add food of choice. They put chicken in there. Give it a shake. Perfect coating every time.
Oh,
they put it on, and they put on a plastic.
Here's your bread.
Put it on a plate. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's your bread.
So it's like a bucket.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Okay. Get away. Get some more music.
It's like a bucket with what is that called, Mindy, at the bottom? Like a filter, like a colander.
Mm-hmm. It almost sits on like a rack built inside it.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's like if you were at a cheap restaurant and this is what they brought their fries out on or something like that.
Yeah. So it sits like on a basket. And so you put the chicken, we'll say chicken, in the bowl, and you pour the breading over it. It's called the better breader. And so you pour your chicken, you pour the breading. It's like a shake and bake bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is easy.
You pour that on
me.
There and it filters through. And then you just can, you know, you can reuse the crumbs and stuff and cover the chicken better.
I actually have this on my Elfster list, and I've had this on there for years. Years.
We know where she's going then.
And nobody's bought it for me. Okay. Just saying.
Wow.
Oh man.
Wow. I don't even remember seeing it.
We'll post this on our Instagram if you want to get a picture of it. But yeah, if you look up the better breader, you'll see it. So Jason, do you have the price right there? Or should I bring it up?
$16.99
on Amazon. Mm-hmm. So, Jason, would you buy it?
It's been on Mindy's Elfster.
Apparently
well,
you're
not. You're going to get it whether you for want a lot to buy it or not. Yeah, yeah.
For a lot of years, and I still haven't bought it. So, the answer...
Turd.
The answer for me is no, I wouldn't buy it, obviously, because I haven't.
David, why are you covering your face?
My dog just farted, and he's right below me.
Oh, boy.
Precious.
He's wrecking me right now. It's bad.
Good for you.
And David's a child, so he puts his shirt up.
Absolutely, he is. It's
my own stank is better than his stank.
Oh, man.
David, right. So looking at it, would you?
Hell no. Okay. You got to remember, I don't know if you guys do remember, but I never would buy any of this shit.
I know you wouldn't.
Every single time, I never would buy any of it. I'm like, why are we doing this? I never would buy any of them.
It looks convenient, and it looks like it's...
We don't bread anything.
Well, I was going to say, since being on keto, we don't eat bread or breading or anything like that, or fried chicken. But I think it's cool. It's only like, you know, $15. There's a couple prices here. It's like 20 at Walmart, 20 at Target. So Amazon's a place to go, man.
Yeah, it's definitely in the right price point. I would definitely buy it, because if you've ever tried to coat something or bread it with something,
it's hard to get it even, right?
Usually you throw it in a bag, right? You shake it around, it doesn't get even, and then when you pull it out, you take half of it off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
interesting. All right, well, so Mindy would buy it. What about you, Stephanie? I mean, you're in keto now, but your old 30 pound heavier self.
I don't think I would. I don't think so, because I feel like Mindy said you could just use a bag, or you could even maybe create this with a colander. I mean, it is easy and it is only $15, but then I'd have to store it, and that would be the one thing I wouldn't want to do.
Well,
have another thing.
I'm the only one.
You crack the egg in there too, and you know, mix that in there?
No, you would dip your chicken in there, and then you put the chicken on the rack, and then you pour your seasonings. And then I think you can like kind of reuse the seasoning, like as Mindy said, that doesn't stick, helps save. You're going to save $15 in breadcrumbs.
I just throw that over time,
over the life of that thing,
over the life before it melts in your dishwasher, you're gonna save $15.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, that's so that
it makes it up for itself.
Yeah,
can't afford not to buy it.
You can't afford not to buy it.
It's paying for itself. That's one of those you don't put in the dishwasher. That's a non-dishwasher one.
Yeah, Jason's learned the hard way.
I should make that my spouse.
He says, I don't have a my spouse. I'm like, oh, I'm sure if you think hard enough,
I might have to change my spouse. I've got a good one. It's a good one. I'm changing it.
I'll save it. Then. Okay. I won't say anymore.
Which, you know what? We might as well just get into my spouse, because I just said it. It's before I have it listed after love is. But you know what? No one knew that.
No.
Now they did.
Give away our secrets.
All right. Do I have it on here? Let me see. Sorry, guys. Sorry, everyone. I'm not quite professional enough. We haven't done this in quite some time. So.
2.5 years.
Yeah. So let's do this.
To be exact. Well, for our new listeners, this is something where we say about our spouse.
Absolutely. And here's
that we just love so much about them.
Well, it's just something about love, right? Not necessarily.
You know, that's love is. Love is different.
Oh, you're right. We're doing my spouse.
We're doing my spouse. Here, and here's the jingle. So prepare yourself. Yep. All right. So I segued it. I'll share first. talked about the thing we just did. Shaker, shaken, shake and baker.
Not a sponsor.
And there she is.
So you don't put that in the dishwasher, right? Okay, you know what? You don't. There's other things you don't put in the dishwasher. Almost everything now.
Whoa.
Now don't put that in there. It's going to ruin it. Don't put that in there. You're going to ruin it. What can I put in there? Why do we have this thing? So guess what I do? The things you can put in there, I put in there. The things you can't, they stay in the sink.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Don't wash those ones.
My spouse.
And for those that are new, we cannot respond.
Can't respond.
Can't respond. No. No rebuttal.
Although I'm sure at one point I will, because that's me. That's who I am.
Oh, you have many times.
All right, next. Who's next?
Me.
All right.
My spouse waits until we're in the car driving, maybe even on the freeway, before she gets sick in the car.
Oh, no. Like throw up sick?
Which car?
Any car.
Oh, all of them. I've gotten sick at all of them.
God. Do they all smell like puke?
Well, one time we had to have one professionally cleaned. Cap? We're not for rebuttal, but the truck and the Tesla and the Lexus.
Well, like where
Tesla? Forgot we bought a Tesla and we don't have the Lexus anymore.
Yeah. Okay,
that was another update, by the way.
Okay, so where do you puke in? Do you try to at least get it out the window, or does it end up like at your feet? Is it on the? Is it in your lap?
I'm like,
one
not
can only hope it's outside the car.
I'm not a puker, really, but
only in the car.
It's usually right when we're on the freeway or right when we get home.
Someplace I can't stop and pull over, basically, is when she waits. Oh, yeah. We can't pull over?
And it's not even like this is gross because I hate throw up, but it's like not even like a full throw up. It's just like all like a hiccup burp, like, and it's like, oh, shit.
little
I think we just lost listeners.
Little splatter.
Yeah. Just hung up. My spouse.
Okay.
Doesn't know how to say the word now. It's always meow.
Like right meow.
It is so true. You're absolutely.
I think I've heard that before.
Yeah. Every time.
Every time. You're right. He also says in his texts, "Hey David, Jess."
That's like Steve and Yeth.
Yep, he says Yeth. And I say Sanks. I like to say Sanks.
All right, my spouse. We have certain marital chores that we divide and conquer.
Yep.
His is trash.
I'm really good at them.
He decides which ones he wants to take out.
Yep.
And other ones, they just overflow. Forever.
And I can't rebuttal because, boy, I have one.
My spouse.
Boy, do I.
My spouse.
Nice job, everybody. That was my spouse. Oops. That's our jingle.
Oh, my gosh.
there's buttons. Buttons.
It's been 2.5 years, y'all.
Buttons. All right, let me see. I think the other song is over here, so give me a second. Nope.
My spouse. I did tell him to prepare for this.
Yeah.
Much earlier today.
You did. No, whatever. It happens. Let's do this though. Love is, right? Let's get better. Let's spruce this up.
Let's bring some love in the room.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. That's beautiful, right?
Beautiful.
All right. So love is. Mindy, my wife. No. Mindy's my wife. Love is Mindy.
I thought I was supposed to say
it's
something.
Me. No, I started, so I'll start this one as well. Literally, Mindy, just like thinking about me and trying to make my life easier almost all the time. I mean, except when she's not. But I mean, no, it legit, like, yeah, without going into detail, just every like dinner. What do I got to do so you can get your stuff, the stuff you need to get done? You know, you usually got a lot of shit going on. Not more than her. I mean, she's got stuff too, but she just thinks about me all the time, and it's a really wonderful thing.
Uh-huh.
Aw. Love is.
Yeah, snaps.
Love is. Love is. David, what's love?
Love is letting her talk me into Taco Bell after the bar.
You didn't want it?
3 nights a week.
No, I'm like, hey, we're sticking to this diet. We're not going. We in the middle, beginning of the night, we're saying we're not going there. By the end of the night, hey, I want to.
Oh, it sounds so good.
And do you
by
go
that time though?
Yeah, I go because I love her, and she wants to go.
What do you get?
A burrito sounds amazing. When I'm like, oh, that does sound good. Let's have that
bean and cheese burrito, extra everything, no onions, cheesy gordita crunch, and 2 stackers. Add red sauce.
Whoa,
you got that down. I figured you, since you're keto, you'd order like hard shell tacos and then just carve the meat out and just eat the meat.
We have keto tortillas, and I tried doing that. It was kind of weird. It did not taste the same.
Yeah,
I was like, this is kind of gross.
Yeah, their tortillas there are just so good.
It just, everything goes with each other there and didn't go with my tortilla, apparently.
And Taco Bell hack, if you do it, can you hack it? Can you hack it? If you order burritos on the app, you can get them grilled. Mm. So you can get like the Burrito Supreme grilled. And so it's like a little crunchy. It's so good.
Oh, that does sound good. Dang.
Taco Bell professional.
Yeah, Taco Bell professional here.
Taco Bell hire me.
You know, there isn't even a Taco Bell near here.
Oh my God.
No. Where is it? I mean, near our house.
You should move. No.
I know, right?
No, there is, but it's kind of
not close.
In town.
Yeah. The
We're suburban.
You have to cross the bridge.
Do you have to cross a body of water?
Not for Taco Bell. Taco Bell is, I don't even know where it is. There's a Del Taco close, but not a Taco Bell, which we like Del Taco anyway, but it is a little different here. It didn't hit us like it used to hit us. Like, we used to love Del Taco, and we've been to this one a few times, and it's like,
yeah, it was not the same. And
I think it's kind of new to that coast. I don't think it was always a thing.
It does not taste like West Coast. I don't know. I thought they were like all the same as far as chains. No.
Even amongst Del Tacos, we went to the original one in Barstow, and that one is, wow. It's, the burritos are 10 times bigger. It's like crazy.
Wait. Del Taco started in Barstow?
Yeah.
The first one was in Barstow, yeah.
And it's known for being different and way better. And
it has the original menu from when it started or something like that.
Really?
So there's items that are on it that aren't even on regular Del Taco menus.
That is probably one of the things I want to do when we go back to California is go to Del Taco. And
yeah.
You'll have to make the drive to the Barstow one.
You know, I've been through there and never went there. Have I been to Barstow? Wait.
It's like a little Del Taco.
On the way to Vegas?
There's signs that it says like the original Del Taco and people are like, oh, whatever. But yeah, it's like a thing. It's like the first Del Taco.
And I didn't know, but it's 10 times better. I couldn't believe how much better it was.
Mm-hmm. That's phenomenal that you can open a little restaurant in Barstow of all places and it become what it is.
Yeah,
that's pretty phenomenal if you ask me. Barstow is, if you've never heard of Barstow, y'all listening, it's a nothing.
It's a blink of an eye.
It's a stop on the way to Vegas.
Right.
And even back then, I'm sure it was even more of a nothing.
Yes.
Right, when it first opened.
Right. Yeah.
It finally got a Walmart, so.
That's wild to me.
Wow. That is
I think that's crazy. The spot where like that McDonald's was like a train.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was like a train car. Like that was like the thing there. And for the longest time, that was it. That was a
little nostalgic city.
Yeah. I mean, I guess sort of in a lot of ways, it is a little bit of a halfway, not halfway from LA, but it's, you know, you're stopping there, you know, before you head off on your journey to Vegas and wherever else, you know, so.
Vegas.
You know what? I think Taco Bell and Del Taco took over Love Is.
I was just thinking the same thing.
It did. You're up, Stephanie. We haven't. We just in David and me. That's it. Wow, thanks for bringing us back.
Love is Taco Bell. No. love is your husband sitting on the bed until you actually get out of it, because he knows you'll be late if you don't get up on time.
Oh.
David won't leave the room until I get out of bed because he knows I won't.
That's every day?
Every morning. When he has a haircut, I'm late because he drives separate.
That's adorable.
I wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for him. I would be
fired.
Stevie Texan, David, where's Stephanie?
I have had that.
It's happened.
Yeah, I've had that.
Yeah.
And you're just
him messaged me at work. Is she coming or what? Like, I don't know.
Miss Boardwalk. Do you still have to do that?
Oh yeah.
Ugh.
I still do it every morning.
Brutal.
Yeah.
I hated that. That was like,
not
like,
me. I don't do that.
I was like, is this ever going to go away? Apparently not.
Oh no. No, the morning meeting every morning.
I'm sure it's a little different now, but you know, just cuz everything is a little spread out and everything, but Mindy, love is
letting go of the fight. You know, you don't always have to win the battle. You just let go.
Yeah, that's true. Just don't talk about it anymore.
Yeah. Put it behind you, right? Don't keep it stagnant.
Yeah. Don't always think you're right.
Yeah, you know, there was this one story that was told to me about letting, you know, the way animals treat fights as opposed to us, like we hang on to shit for forever, you know. Mm-hmm. It could be a fight with a childhood friend or something, or a family member. Like we've had family members that don't even talk to each other anymore. It's wild. Like, Mindy's got family members like that. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, so do I. My family didn't talk to my grandma for a long time. Is this, but they do now, which is great. But, the story was this. So two ducks are fighting for territory in the middle of a pond, and they fight, right? And they get into this big old quarrel, feathers are flying everywhere. When the fight's over, they just float off into their, they don't hang on to it. It's, they just move on, you know, and that's
float away from me.
They just float off, and that's that. You know, no big deal. Mm-hmm. They don't hang on to it. And like, I'm never talking to that duck again. So that's a good one.
Wow. quite a story, Jace.
That's love, y'all.
Thank you, Mindy. That was a nice compliment for the story that I told. We got Urban Dictionary. Herbin Heaven Harry.
Do we have the jingle?
What jingle was it? Do you remember?
Maybe it was just you doing.
I think we all did it together.
You had a music, but I think you did the Urban Dictionary part of it live.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna have to find that again because I don't.
Maybe it was just Jason saying.
Is it like this one?
Have you ever peeled an origin?
Origin story.
Not that one. Okay. Is it this one?
Nope. That's Mindy's driving etiquette.
I don't have it.
No. That might have been.
I thought that was it.
No, that was Mindy's driving.
That
etiquette.
Was Mindy's driving. Yeah, we might have used it for.
That's etiquette. I even use that for.
Yeah, it is etiquette for sure.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah, it's etiquette. All right, well, I don't have it. So we're going to do.
Ready for Urban Dictionary?
We are.
For those of you newly listening, there are words that these Gen whatevers, what are they now? Z? What are we on to? Millennials?
What are they? Gen Z?
Millennials?
Not millennials, yeah, is. Sure. They're old. They're like paying their mortgage now. Millennials.
They're adulting. So we started this because we're all different ages, all four of us on this podcast. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to bring the cool speak to us. Right. So I bring up new words that all the cool kids are using. Yeah. And I see if Jason, Mindy, and David can guess what it means.
Right.
Okay, you guys ready?
We're ready.
We're ready.
Urban Hemen Harry.
First word. Drippin.
Ooh.
Drippin.
In a sentence.
Drippin.
Dang, girl, that be drippin.
That be drippin.
That's a wet ass pussy.
Ooh. David, nobody's going to compliment their friend on that.
They might.
So I think it is.
Okay.
They write songs about it. So
that's true.
They are proud. I think it's, so this is what I think. I think it's too older. It's a commercial for older ladies.
Oh.
And it's one of those, you know, adult diaper commercials.
Oh.
Okay. This is what kids are now calling the adult diapers.
Yes.
Does your mom wear drippins?
Drippins. No. Write that down. Name of the show.
Drippins.
Name of the show is Drippins.
Mindy, what do the kids mean when they say that that shit is dripping?
Dripping.
Well, first thing that comes to mind, it's wet. It's something super like cool. It's dripping with coolness.
With goodness. Yeah. I think she's she's got it. Yeah.
Yes. If something's dripping, it's like dripping with coolness. Like it's, remember flossing?
Mm.
Nope.
I do floss on a regular basis. Yes.
I just use the glide, like the toothy mouth. Anyway, yes, Mindy's correct. If something's dripping, it's very cool.
You know, I used to win this quite a bit.
Yeah, you were good at it.
Yeah,
and I am the oldest in the room.
Because I used to go as gross. Jason and I used to try to go as gross as possible.
It started out real, and then the boys just took it in a new direction.
Yeah. I will say, though, what a cool marketing idea for adult diapers called Drippins.
Not a sponsor.
That would be so awesome. You know what's so sad, though? Okay, this is sad. When you're at the grocery store or Walmart, and you see an older person come by you and you look down in their cart and they got those diapers in there. They got those adult diapers. And then you're just like,
Someday.
Exactly. It's like, don't want to be that.
All right. Second word. Mm-hmm. And I hear this all the time. So you guys and lady may know it, but it's no cap.
Mm. Oh,
Yeah.
So what do the kids mean when they say no cap?
I got it.
I got it too.
Forgot his hat.
Yeah.
No cap.
Got it. Okay. They're like, bro, what's with your hair? No cap.
No cap, man.
Got it.
So back in the day, this is a back in the day thing. Mm-hmm. When you were playing with your friends outside and you point the gun, right? And you shoot it and nothing goes off. No cap in it. There's no cap in my cap gun.
Cap gun.
In the cap gun.
No cap.
So it's quiet instead.
It's quiet. Yeah. Just, hey, no cap. Mom.
Fuck.
I'm going to go for the literal.
Okay.
I think no cap means like there's no ceiling to something. Oof. So it's like out of here. No cap.
You got no limits. There's no limits on you.
Got
that's
it.
Good.
That's good one. Nobody got it this time.
Mm.
No cap means you're not lying. No cap means that's the truth.
Oh.
And there's a example in here where it's almost like when you have like gold teeth, they're like fake teeth. It's like no cap, man. Like this is real.
I see.
Yeah.
You know, I almost changed my answer to he didn't have like a condom.
Oh, mm-hmm. No cap.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That would have been better.
But the thing is though, David, it's not really a cap. It goes on the whole thing. It's not just sitting on the top. You know, it goes over the whole.
It's like a bodysuit.
Maybe
it's
a bodysuit.
Only has just a cap. That's
wow.
He like, pisses on his own balls.
Just a cap.
It's like a condom for really small guys.
Yeah. Caps.
Caps.
Drippins. Drippins and caps.
Drippins and caps.
We're going to start
our
own business.
One for Urban Dictionary. Bussin. And you may have heard this one in a song Jason brought up before.
Bussin.
If something's bussin, there's apparently no G's in this Zen Z. What is it? Gen Z? Sorry. vernacular. Bussin. What does it mean when something's bussin?
I can go first on this one. This was going to be my spouse.
Oh, God.
This was going to be my spouse.
Here we go.
Bussin is what I do for Mindy's TV tray every day.
Bussin.
Yeah.
So she should say it to you. It's Jason true. Be bussin'.
Yeah, spouse. There it is. Jason be bussin'.
Yeah, I should have said that.
I should.
He'd be bussin'. I think bussin' is when you have a really hard, a big hard on, and it's hurting, and it's like damn near bustin', bussin' the
seams.
The seams. And or your button for your pants. It's bussin'.
Oh, wow.
Well, it could be bussin' the children.
That's after you get it out.
Yeah, girl is bussin'. They ain't coming.
They're getting delivered to that.
Then I'm bussin'.
What's bussin', Mindy?
Then I'm bussin'.
Oh, my.
I think bussin' is like someone's hustling.
Ooh.
And they got the game. They're bussin' it.
They're bussin' out. Buss it. All right.
That's a good. See, Mindy, she's the best at this game.
She's good.
So it actually means bussin' is when something's so fucking good. And it usually is talking about food. So an example here is like, yo, your mom's food is bussin'.
Oh.
Okay.
I see. It's so good you don't want them to clean the table.
Yes. That's how old people can explain.
You just clean the table because it's so good.
You're bussin' it yourself.
You clean the table, but you don't want them to take the plates away. You know what I mean? You don't want them to bust the table.
Mm-hmm. Second to third.
I'll be here the whole podcast.
And that is Urban Dictionary.
Urban Hibbenhara.
Here it is. Hibbenhara. Where it went to that is beyond me.
Go listen to our old episodes. You'll hear them.
I think
them
we need to. I think even us need to go back since it's been so long.
I didn't mow the lawn, so I didn't listen.
Yeah, this is true. He did not.
It's the only time I listen to podcasts, really. All right, well, let's get into the draft. This will be exciting. This is how we're going to close the show. We used to close the show with trivia. This is going to be our closer now. So we will share that music with you. Here's the draft music. Very, 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 very suspenseful and kind of like you want to, I don't know what you want to do. What do you want to do, right? You want to do.
You want to tune in. You want to like turn that volume up.
Listen. Yeah. Let's draft this. Let's get to drafting, baby. All right. So I love the draft. It's a really great idea. Fun to do. Mindy's looking at my list.
I'm so sorry. I was looking that direction. I was not looking.
She's not
looking.
She doesn't know. She's not reading the words. But I think
pick
I got
your
some
songs
good.
Anyway.
That's true. You might not.
No.
Who's got first pick? Who's got the pick list?
Well, let's explain it first. Stephanie, bring us into what the
draft is.
The draft is and what we're drafting on this podcast.
So we have a different topic every week, and we do our top. You know, three, sometimes it's top five, depending on what it is. And we do a snake. Anybody who plays fantasy football, we do a snake order. Mm-hmm. So who goes last will go first, the second round. And today we are doing best jukebox songs. So you go into a bar tonight, you put in your 10 cents, and what song are you playing?
10 cents.
All right. So to... 10 cents. What century are we in?
What year is it?
We're all wearing drippins right now.
Way to bring it back.
Thanks. And also want to mention that the way we win, this is crucial right here. The way that we win is we post this on the social medias. In this case, we'll do it on YouTube. And y'all vote. And whoever you pick, whatever list you pick, is who wins on the next show before we draft again. Right.
Yes.
That's how we determine the order who goes first, right?
From then on, yes.
And then is anybody writing this down? Or are we just going to read?
Oh, good point. I'll write it down. Okay. I'll write it.
Okay. We were not prepared for writing.
That's okay. I got it. All right. So the draft is what would you pick on a jukebox or what, you know, what should be on a jukebox? It's what you would pick, right? On a jukebox. Like your go-to song.
I
on
would
a jukebox.
Say I like to play, you know, crowd pleasers. You know, sometimes you play your favorite song, sometimes you play what the mood is, but that's how your draft goes. So,
Stephanie, you go first.
So this is like for everybody. It's like fantasy football, but we're like,
yeah,
we're drafting random stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We love fantasy football here.
So the first song I always play whenever I go to any bar is, and if you haven't heard it, please go look it up. It's called Long Tall Sally.
Ooh.
By Little Richard.
Long Tall.
Oh, I saw that today.
You saw that song or Little Richard?
Mindy does her homework, you know.
You know I do.
Yeah.
I tried to pick most of mine just off the top of my head.
That's how I did it.
All right, that's your first one.
Long Tall Sally is off the board.
Yes. Right.
It wasn't on the board, by the way.
I was listening today and I was dancing that's all over the house.
Come on. It's draft terms, guys. It's off the board.
All right. So, Dave, we'll just start this way, right? We'll go around. So then it'll be David, then Mindy.
I'm up next.
Yep.
All right. So, my number one pick, I'm going to go Jukebox Hero by Foreigner.
Jukebox Hero.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Hero.
I feel like it's a good song for a jukebox.
All right. I'm going to go on that vein as well. A little different though. You said Journey?
Who's
Foreigner. It? Foreigner. All right, Mindy.
I am going to go with Super Freak by Rick James.
Super Freak. Ooh, okay. I'm going to go Don't Rock the Jukebox by Alan Jackson.
Look at you.
Who's Super Freak? Who sings that?
Rick James.
Yeah, say Rick James, bitch.
All right. So then
you go.
I go.
Mindy goes again.
Oh, let me. I'm gonna circle mine because I need to write it. Don't look.
I'm not. Don't look. Gee whiz. I don't even care.
All right. So now
who went first? I mean, who went last just now? Because now they
I
go
did.
First. Okay.
All right. I'm going to pick Friends in Low Places, Garth Brooks.
In Row Places.
That
one you hear.
That was being played in Asia. Friends in Row Places.
Whoa. We are ending the podcast. Right?
I didn't say where in Asia.
Yeah. It's a whole continent.
Yeah. It could be India.
All right.
Everybody loves Garth Brooks.
All right, Mindy.
All right.
So it goes that way. Right? Yeah. Mindy. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to go with Jump Around, House of Pain.
Ooh. Jump all up, right. I'm jumping, get down.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Pringles song.
Oh, is it a Pringles? It's Pringles, isn't it? Jump Around, House of Pain.
I was like, jump up.
All right. David?
Tennessee Whiskey.
Ooh, I was going to say that one too. I mean, I wasn't going to say it. It's not on my list, but I was thinking it. Tennessee.
Were you?
I was.
Were you thinking it?
I was. I thought about it. I thought about Chris Stapleton Whiskey. I'm spelling all this shit wrong, by the way.
Oh yeah, just
later.
Yeah.
All right, Stephanie.
Okay, my next one that I honestly always play when I go to a bar is Blue Suede Shoes by Elvis.
That's good. That's pretty good.
What was that laugh?
Now, your dad, David, likes to sing Elvis a lot, right?
Yep, he does. He can match his voice pretty well.
Very well, yes.
I guarantee I spelled suede wrong.
S-U-A-V-E. What? That's suave.
Suave. Rico. Oh, consequently, that's one of my picks. I'm just kidding.
Rico suave.
All right, Mr. Modal.
No, she gets to go again.
Oh, no. This is the back time around?
Yep, back.
No, I go
it
twice.
Is.
You go twice because you're first.
This is a song that David knows because I do play it again. But my favorite song right now is called Natural by Breland, B-R-E-L-A-N-D, Breland. He's a young country singer.
Yeah.
And I love everything by him, and I love the song Natural. Oh, it's like a nice song.
All right, David.
Man, I got like two or three that I'm going between here. Let me do Drunken Lullabies by Flogging Molly.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's pretty good. I've heard that one.
Yeah.
All right.
Drunken Lullabies.
They're like an Irish band, right?
Yeah. Okay. Kind of Irish punk.
Yep, Irish punk. Mindy?
I'm going with just dance music, so I'm going to go with Billie Jean, Michael Jackson.
Ooh, pretty good. Billie Jean. Billie's.
Billie, I want to dance.
Billie's Jeans.
Sorry.
All right, I'm going to go with, I got some good ones here. I got so many good ones. I'm going to go with, pardon?
Afterwards, let's say our honorable mentions, the ones that you thought about picking.
Definitely, definitely. I'm going to go with Don't Stop Believing, Journey.
I have that one.
That's a go-to. All right, honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions.
I'm going to go ahead, David, start with you. Go ahead.
I had Come Undone, Duran Duran.
Oh, that's a good one. I saw them when they were touring that that particular album that featured that song. Really? I saw them at, I think it was the Forum. Boy, they were good. They were great.
And my last honorable mention was Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley.
Mm. Trying to Rick Roll the whole bar.
Yep, Rick Roll everybody.
All right. Well, I got way more honorable mentions than you do. Mindy, what do you got?
I have a lot too, but I had some classics. But keeping it with kind of where I went, I had Prince, 1999. Mm. I had Hammer Time. You can't touch this.
Can't.
And a classic for me is anything Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Always sing anything Fleetwood Mac karaoke. I like to play something by Lady Gaga, once some of her old stuff. I like to throw that in there when I can. Like Teeth is one of my favorites.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Do you have any honorable mentions?
Just that one. And there's one by Demi Lovato, but I can't remember what it's called. It's like a fun song, like Vegas or something, but I don't remember what it's called.
I don't know. I don't listen to that stuff.
You're so hip. Mine are not as new as yours.
I realize I'm not that hip.
Yeah, mine are older. Mm-hmm. I got Santeria.
I thought it was about Sublime.
Jailhouse Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Roxanne by the Police. Mm-hmm. Is This Love? Because of Right Now, Bob Marley, it's all that stuff. Sweet Caroline.
I had that.
Sweet Caroline.
That song got wrecked by karaoke.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, you guys just got all pixelated on us here.
Let's big switch. Favorite.
Son of a bitch.
Let's switch it. Let's switch out here. Boom. Get close. Get close, y'all. Hi. Hi. All right. I also had YMCA.
Nice. These are a lot of karaoke.
That says a lot about you.
These would be karaoke, right? I was thinking this would be a good one for karaoke as well.
It's because you like young men.
I like.
She did say Billie Jean.
I mean, they helped. And he did say Billie. Maybe we should be together.
You guys get married.
And then the last thing is, Go Your Own Way.
Fleetwood Mac.
At Hotel California.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, I love that one. There's a remix of it. Somebody else sings it, and it's really good, too.
So we will post this on the socials, particularly YouTube, and y'all reply and let us know who won. But
vote for me.
I just hope they don't listen to this first, because they just may vote for their favorite person, you know? And that's not what we want. We want honesty. We want what your list would be. But more importantly, we also want you to, what would your list be? What would your list
be? That too. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
What would your
top your list, but you have to also vote.
Yeah, vote and then share what your list would be, please.
Because am I the only one? Every time I go to a jukebox or, you know, the app, I'm always like, what should I play? You know?
Yeah.
So hopefully this will inspire some people.
Well, instantly, Don't Rock the Jukebox. Like, don't rock the jukebox. That's such a great song, by the way. It's a good, I like country, though. I'm a country, country guy. I like that. So, well, that's it. That's all we got.
That's it. We did it.
Anything else? No, we got nothing else. That's it. Yeah. Nothing more
got
on my
the
paper.
First pancake done.
Yeah, that was fun, guys.
Yes.
So let's not do it. Let's not wait two more years. Let's just wait for another week if we can.
Yes. And Jason will get better at the controls.
Yeah, I'll get all of it dialed in here before. But that's okay. People are okay with mistakes.
And I think we'll get a little more rowdier too, because it was a little.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah,
on the quiet side today.
Yeah, it was fun. We had a good time. Anything else that we want to announce? I think you guys mentioned that you might be coming out here soon. So that's kind of cool. If you do that, that'd be awesome. We'll be able to do it right here in this room.
Yes, that'd be awesome.
So we'll make sure to make that happen. But that concludes, obviously you guys will hang out for a little bit afterwards, but that concludes our recording with you folks. The Difference Between Us podcast, please like and subscribe to our YouTube channel and be sure to pick the draft you prefer when we post the fancy video. I'll be doing that tomorrow. The draft winner results are in our listeners' hands.
Yes. Right?
Otherwise it's pointless. It's literally pointless. And while you're at it, tell us what you would have drafted. Visit LowTreeStudios.com for more great podcasts. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.